Hi, before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at kronfused@gmail.com. That's kronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
New sounds are out town, found sounds going down. New sounds, found sounds, round town's going down. Music is new shit, you write it, you listen. In your ears, it's right here, it's last time you're tuned into it. It's music. Hey, hi, hello, welcome to Musish. This is me, your host, Julie B, a.k.a. Kron Fused, a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust, a.k.a. that lady they lit on the mic, the them who is your friend, the femme for every occasion, confused, displaying permanent relaxification. Hi, how are you? How's it going? You can't answer me. You could email me at kronfused@gmail.com. You could tell me how you like the show. You could say, hey, I'm good today. Thanks for having asked all those times. Can you hear my dog scratching, trying to get her bone? Will I stop and help her, or will I let her try and evolve? If it's noisy, I'm going to help her. If it's distracts, ooh, oh man, she's doing good. She's doing really good. Go, Lucy, get the bone. She's 10 years old, Maltese poodle, got her bone stuck in the big dog's kennel, and she got it out. What a little boss. Exciting. That's all the excitement that's happening in my life, other than the fact that I'm also slowly becoming a wizard. If you see us in Vancouver, so-called Vancouver, the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people, the land we get to be weird folks on, we get to now try and do what we can to repair, to make restitution, to not make light, but to bring and meet and match the joy brought to us by the land. So if you see us wizards in that space, say hi, give us a quest, give us a mission, give us a hello. You'll know us when you see us. We're space wizards. We're everywhere. We're all time and space. Speaking of time, not space though, speaking of time, today's episode is all about times of day, different times, different spaces occupied by those times. We're going to take you all the way from the 11th hour, you know? Have you heard of the 11th hour? Take you all the way from the 11th hour by Buckman Co., a local fantastic human, to round about midnight, or round midnight by Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Then it'll be about 2 a.m. where we'll head to a party with Gavin Turek. Hopefully not get booty called at 3 a.m. by Haim or Thundercat. And then we'll talk a little about the magic that happens around 4 in the morning before I take you through the next bunch of fantastic songs we have coming up. Buckman Co., if you don't know, if I didn't mention it earlier, is a fantastic local musician playing a crazy blend of folk and funk and really putting a lot of local talent to work and on display in his music and on his tours. Miles Davis and John Coltrane are obviously legends, and this song is said to be the favorite of Dave Chappelle, who sort of sees it as a perfect example of timing. Then 2 a.m. by Gavin Turek is a song she wrote inspired by a party in L.A. that she considered to be the perfect house party, which when you see the video, when you think of the lyrics, it kind of does make sense, and that sounds fantastic. And 3 a.m. by Haim. The sister band of epic proportions is about an unwanted, torrid love affair of the modern sort. And I really like the Thundercat feature version because he has a song called Friendzone that also uses themes of modern woes via texting and even plays into the his song, Friendzone, uses chords from a cell phone ringtone as a sort of through line in the song. And I think there's a sort of modern ring-a-ding-ding, if you will, to 3 a.m. as well. I am so sorry I said it that way. The Mystery of 4 a.m. is a spoken word piece that is performed by, I believe, Reeves. And it's incredible. It's on YouTube. Definitely suggest you check it out in its full PowerPointed glory because there is a little bit missed on the audio element alone. So let's just get right into it. My whole day's worth of music, a song for every time of day into 1 hour, around the clock in 1 hour, 24 hours into one. I actually don't think it's all 12 hours, not all 24, but you know, we cover the gambit. We cover the whole clock. Some of them are vague. Some of them are spot on. And either way, I think all the songs kind of lock the themes in. Might stop to do an improv at either the beginning or an end. No one has sent in any improv suggestions lately to cronfused@gmail.com. That's chronfused @gmail.com. I'll make up a song about just about anything if you send it in to me. I'll add it to the jar, or I'll just probably be so excited that I got one that I'll just do it right then and there. Just saying. Anyway, here is Musish in all its glory, starting with 11th Hour by Buckman Co. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy all of the weird wonderfulness you're about to hear. All right, it's me, Cronfused. And this is Musish on 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio, CITR.
the next baptism. Raise my hand with those who dare. So Babylon, you best beware. Babylon, you best beware.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
This is a recent comic strip from the Los Angeles Times. The punchline? On the other hand, I don't have to get up at 4 every single morning to milk my Labrador. This is a recent cover of New York Magazine, Best Hospitals, where doctors say they would go for cancer treatment, birth, strokes, heart disease, hip replacements, 4 a.m. emergencies. And this is a song medley I put together.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December.
Well, it's 4 in the morning, by the sound of
Did you ever notice that 4 in the morning has become some sort of meme or shorthand? It means something like, you are awake at the worst possible hour. A time for inconveniences, mishaps, yearnings. A time for plotting to whack the chief of police, like in this classic scene from The Godfather. Coppola's script describes these guys exhausted in shirt sleeves. It is 4 in the morning. A time for even grimmer stuff than that, like autopsies and embalmings in Isabel Allende's The House of the Spirits. After the breathtaking green-haired Rosa is murdered, the doctors preserve her with unguents and mortician's paste. They worked until 4 o'clock in the morning. A time for even grimmer stuff than that, like in last April's New Yorker magazine. This short fiction piece by Martin Amis starts out, on September 11, 2001, he opened his eyes at 4 a.m. in Portland, Maine, and Muhammad Atta's last day began for a time that I find to be the most placid and uneventful hour of the day. 4 in the morning sure gets an awful lot of bad press across a lot of different media from a lot of big names, and it made me suspicious. I figured surely some of the most creative, artistic minds in the world really aren't all defaulting back to this one easy trope like they invented it, right? Could it be there is something more going on here? Something deliberate, something secret. And who got the 4 in the morning bad rap ball rolling anyway? I say this guy, Alberto Giacometti, shown here with some of his sculptures on the Swiss 100 franc note. He did it with this famous piece from the New York Museum of Modern Art. Its title, The Palace at 4 in the Morning, 1932. Not just the earliest cryptic reference to 4 in the morning I can find. I believe that this so-called first surrealist sculpture may provide an incredible key to virtually every artistic depiction of 4 in the morning to follow it. I call this the Giacometti Code, a TED exclusive. No. Feel free to follow along on your Blackberries or your iPhones if you got them. It works a little something like this is a recent Google search for 4 in the morning. Results vary, of course. This is pretty typical. The top 10 results yield you 4 hits for Farron Young's song, It's 4 in the Morning. 3 hits for Judi Dench's film, 4 in the Morning. 1 hit for Wisława Szymborska's poem, 4 in the Morning. But what, you may ask, do a Polish poet, a British dame, a country music hall of famer all have in common besides this totally excellent Google ranking? Well, let's start with Farron Young, who was born, incidentally, in 1932. In 1996, he shot himself in the head on December 9th, which, incidentally, is Judi Dench's birthday. But he didn't die on Dench's birthday. He languished until the following afternoon when he finally succumbed to a supposedly self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 64, which, incidentally, is how old Alberto Giacometti was when he died. Where was Wisława Szymborska during all this? She has the world's most absolutely watertight alibi. On that very day, December 10th, 1996, while Mr. 4 in the Morning, Farron Young, was giving up the ghost in Nashville, Tennessee, Ms. 4 in the Morning, or one of them anyway, Wisława Szymborska, was in Stockholm, Sweden, accepting the Nobel Prize for Literature 100 years to the day after the death of Alfred Nobel himself. Coincidence? No, it's creepy. Coincidence. Coincidence to me has a much simpler metric. That's like me telling you, hey, you know, the Nobel Prize was established in 1901, which coincidentally is the same year Alberto Giacometti was born. No, not everything fits so tidily into the paradigm, but that does not mean there's not something going on at the highest possible levels. In fact, there are people in this room who may not want me to show you this clip we're about to see.
We have a tennis court, a swimming pool, a screening room.
I want pork chops even in the middle of the night. Your guy will fry them up.
Sure, that's what he's paid for. Now, if you need towels, laundry, maids.
Wait. Let me see if I got this straight. It's Christmas Day, 4 a.m. There's a rumble in my stomach.
Homer, please.
Wait. Let me see if I got this straight. Matt. When Homer Simpson needs to imagine the most remote possible moment of not just the clock, but the whole freaking calendar, he comes up with 0400 on the birthday of the baby Jesus. And no, I don't know how it works into the whole puzzling scheme of things, but obviously I know a coded message when I see one. I said, I know a coded message when I see one. Folks, you can buy a copy of Bill Clinton's My Life from the bookstore here at TED, parse it cover to cover for whatever hidden references you want. Or you can go to the Random House website where there is this excerpt. And how far down into it you figure we'll have to scroll to get to the golden ticket? Would you believe about a dozen paragraphs? This is page 474 on your paperbacks if you're following along. Though it was getting better, I still wasn't satisfied with the inaugural address. My speechwriters must have been tearing their hair out because as we worked between 1 and 4 in the morning on Inauguration Day, I was still changing. Sure you were, sure. Because you've prepared your entire life for this historic quadrennial event that just sort of sneaks up on you. And then, 3 paragraphs later, we get this little beauty. We went back to Blair House to look at the speech for the last time. It had gotten a lot better since 4 a.m. Well, how could it have? By his own writing, this man was either asleep at a prayer meeting with Alan Tipper or learning how to launch a nuclear missile out of a suitcase. What happens to American presidents at 0400 on Inauguration Day? What happened to William Jefferson Clinton? We might not ever know. And I noticed he's not exactly around yet today to face any tough questions. It could get awkward, right? I mean, after all, this whole business happened on his watch. But if he were here, he might remind us, as he does in the wrap-up to his fine autobiography, that on this day, Bill Clinton began a journey. A journey that saw him go on to become the first Democrat president elected to 2 consecutive terms in decades, in generations. The first since this man, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who began his own unprecedented journey way back at his own first election, way back in a simpler time, way back in 1932, the year Alberto Giacometti made the palace at 4 a.m, the year, let's remember, that this voice, now departed, first came a-crying into this big old crazy world of ours.
And it's 4 a.m, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 a.m, and
it's a lot to think about.
The dawning just woke up,
and I thank you.
The warning
in me. Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
And we're back. That was the 4 a.m. mystery by Reeves? I don't know. But it's on TED Talks on YouTube. It's fantastic. I would check it out. Coming up next, we have Johnny Tovin's remix of Nada's Monin, both being fantastic local groups, people, producers, individuals of awesomeness. Then we're moving right along to High Noon by Kruder and Dorfmeister. Then staying in the afternoon, we're going to listen to Starland Vocal Band's Afternoon Delight, and then Solange's 6 O'Clock Blues, which will put us right into Nighttime by Super Organism. Kruder and Dorfmeister are chill hop, trip hop, Australian duos. At this point, mainstays. I believe they've been around since the early 2000s, late 90s. Starland Vocal Band is a 1970s, 1960s folk group responsible for a lot of songs written or made popular by other people, which is pretty interesting. They obviously kind of got a resurgence thanks to Anchorman. And then this song, 6 O'Clock Blues by Solange, is one of off of one of her earlier albums, which is like the Soul Angel album. And then Super Organism is a very large, very odd, very percussive band formed from all corners of the internet and now delighting all corners of the earth. I'm not sure I'm going to have time to do an improv today, but if I do, I'll sneak it in at the end. Just in case, though, enjoy the sounds of my dogs running around the house. And please, pretty please, enjoy all the music you have heard and are about to hear today. And thank you for listening to me on Musish, me on my show that I can pronounce the name of, Musish, here on Discorder Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.
There's
this is all of my body. You make a girl feeling empty. Sunshine on these satin sheets. Honey, eyes be watching me to my soul.
Your kisses so deep.
Yeah, your kiss is so deep.
Let's get it in the morning. Get it in the morning. Light, crack a dawn. You'll wake me up alright. Let's get it in the morning. Get it in the morning. Light, crack a dawn. You'll wake me up alright. Hours since we left these sheets. Showing your teeth as you're working.
Foreplay, trace your body like I'm learning. Shadow shine, curve show through the curtain. What is worth won't leave you hurting. Love the way you fake it working. Synergy between us, perfect baby. You know you deserve it.
Get it in the morning.
story. Tell me we're in danger, but our love will never die. Baby, promise if I know one thing.
Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musish, and I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off the presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me, come on in, and stay inspired in the meantime.
It's Musish.